what's up, you guys? Welcome back to We Didn't Read It.
We didn't read it.
Hey, we didn't read it. We're back. Today, we're doing
the Revolutionary War.
Hey! I was going to do something.
Grace, take it down five. Take it down five notches.
We got Heath there on the ones and twos.
Hear ye, hear ye. In the year of our Lord, 1768, I call this meeting of the colonies to order.
Okay.
Please state your name as I call the roll. Representative of New York.
Ryan.
Representative of Connecticut.
Julia.
Representative of the territory that's currently New Spain at the bottom of the Mississippi River.
Hyde, Healy.
And representative of the territory that's at the top of the Mississippi River.
Grace!
I will now read a message from His Majesty King George III.
That guy's a bummer.
Boo. Mm.
My family historically loves him.
Dear 13 colonies.
Oh, he typed it.
Lord knows, of all my British subjects, you are my favorite. My heart broke when I signed the Stamp Act 3 years ago. My eyes wept when I made you house and feed my soldiers at your expense. Mm. And it pains me today to sign the Townsend Act, which will once again increase your taxes on lead, paint, glass, paper, and tea. Oh. I love you dearly, but the French and Indian War was so expensive I had to rent out my summer castle.
Mm.
Love the beaver pelts and tobacco. Keep it up. XOXO, His Majesty.
It's hard to hate the guy when he's so endearing.
So sweet
about it.
He's such a
little sweet little baby.
Sweet man.
I bet that Hamilton guy's going to have something to say about that little letter there. I don't know much about anything, but I know about that.
At least we don't have to tip people yet.
Oh, thank God. Yeah,
that's good. I'm starting to not like him, though.
Yeah, just based on the way he sends us letters, and then he charges us for the postage.
Yeah, like all those soldiers we had to
call collect sort of thing. Yeah.
Maybe we should stop letting soldiers in our homes.
Yeah, let's stop doing that.
Yeah.
Let's start there.
Well, it wasn't necessarily their homes. The Quartering Act said soldiers needed to be stationed in barracks first and foremost, and then it would be like alehouses and vacant buildings.
Not people's homes. I thought it was like if a soldier came in your house and was like, I need to live here.
There were definitely officers that would disregard the law and say,
that's so cool.
You have to feed us your oatmeal. Mm-hmm.
But it was mostly just people getting mad that military were in the pubs.
They were, yeah, during the French and Indian War.
That would piss me off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, try to go get some ale. There's a guy with a musket.
Bar deaths.
Crazy.
Because they're just dying.
They are just dying. We go to the Boston Massacre.
Oh.
Blight.
1765, colonists were expressing their frustration violently to the Townsend Act. They were throwing snowballs and chunks of ice at these soldiers that were garrisoned outside the town hall in Boston. They were so overwhelmed, a shot rang out, and that prompted the other redcoats to also fire suit. Five people died total.
Wasn't it an accidental shot?
There is
conspiracy
anecdotal evidence to say that's true. No order was made to fire. And these are all evidence that John Adams, who was on the defense, brought up in the court case. We joined John Adams on the court floor making his case against the district attorney of Massachusetts.
It was self-defense! It was self-defense! They were defending themselves. They have the
right
to do that. From these rebels.
Oh, shoot. My gun just went off. I'm so sorry. I am so
sorry.
You have a gun.
Oh, you're lucky. You're lucky. I'm calm-tempered. Okay.
Order.
Sorry.
Judge, this guy still has the bloody shirt he's wearing from the massacre. He hasn't even taken it off yet.
Well, it's been, 3 weeks?
He did it in self-defense, and I think that's okay.
They were throwing snowballs at him. Self-defense from snowballs.
But then person had a gun. And then it could have got a little dicey there.
It's a cold day.
They say there was a gunshot. That's what you're saying?
They say it was the shot heard around the world. It was the start of the revolution.
Oh, yes. I knew our lawyer would have a song. Yes. We're taking it now. No, keep going.
A Hamilton song. Alexander.
Well, it's actually Schoolhouse Rock, but whatever.
Oh, so sorry.
No, that's okay.
So it's me. It's me. I am
you're a British soldier.
The one who fired the shot. Well, who?
You
well, someone fired
Hold
a
on.
Shot. Someone fired a shot.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you were there And you were one of the snowball throwers.
I'm the judge.
And I'm John Adams.
Okay.
Actually, I was there.
That's right.
I was there.
You were there?
I was there, yes.
And you were throwing snowballs?
I may have tossed a ball of snow.
I'm not against a snowball.
But
like
I was throwing
snowball.
It for fun. Like, for fun. Start a snowball
fight. I like
fight.
Snowballs until guns get involved, okay?
Mm. Yeah.
Thank you.
And that's what happened. It was a snowball fight. And then, you know, there's soldiers. They're on edge. They have PTSD. We don't know how hard their lives are and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so we basically just... You know, some, you hear a gunshot. What are you going to do? You're going to shoot back.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do.
It's pretty risky out here.
I am so sorry. I know my gun just went off a second time.
Don't you have to like reload that thing? So you reloaded it
I
yourself.
I did. Well,
under
yeah.
the table. He's reloading it under the table right now.
I saw him. He turned his body first camera ever invented off. He turned his body cam.
My scribe? My body scribe?
Yeah, your body scribe. He
you
turned
have a
it
body
off
scribe?
Before he reached first time.
Those are so cool. What? Uh-huh.
Can we get your body scribe up until whatever you have?
Oh yeah, can we see it?
Sure,
can we see
the body scribe? You want me to just narrate it?
Well, just read what your body scribe says.
Okay, so the body scribe says I was pretty much just hanging out.
Right.
And then nothing else happened that day.
Mm. And then it continues right after.
And then right afterwards, wow. Yes.
That's very convenient.
What were you doing right after the massacre?
Like you turned it off.
I was sprinting home.
You know what? Well, I believe him.
I mean, it's right there, the scribe.
It's all
right
there in the
here.
Scribe. I don't even
so
feel like I need to look at it.
Then he ran home. You got out of there because you knew it was going to get risky when those British started firing. Right?
I do like the British coats. Those are snazzy.
I will give you my blood-soaked coat in exchange for putting this man in jail.
Why am I in jail? My son got shot in the face with a musket. And I'm trying
Your son shouldn't be hanging around pubs and stuff like that and bars. And
we were on the street. What are you talking about?
Yeah, the street
you
was next
be
to a
out
pub.
On the street.
The street was next to
can't
a pub.
On the street.
We need a new lawyer, man. All right, what's your final ruling?
My final ruling is like the British didn't really like they didn't mean it, so it's whatever.
Strike one.
Yeah, they can you know.
Yeah,
what's strike
for Britain?
Could they just can you not shoot your guns for like 3 days? Is that? Okay.
I think they can do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're cool with that.
Now, should I fire off my gun to say this is adjourned?
Yeah, yeah, shoot it up.
Can they just stop raping?
whoa, that's a different accusation. That's a completely different thing. We're not here for that.
You're totally right. That's my fault.
Don't bring that up.
And so the Massachusetts judge was able to come to an agreement that may have pleased everyone in the court. But the rest of the people in the 13 colonies are kind of getting anxious for war.
Wait, wasn't John Adams...
He was with them, though?
He was with the 13 colonies, right?
Yeah, he is a Boston native, but he was chosen as a lawyer.
To defend them.
Yes.
Understood, I missed that.
He took the case because he thought that the soldiers deserved a fair trial. We now fast forward 8 years into the future, to 1773, the Boston Tea Party. We're still in Boston. The Tea Party was also an expression of the colonists' dissatisfaction. It was led by the Sons of Liberty. Sons of Liberty include a lot of names you'll recognize. Samuel Adams, John Hancock, Paul Revere, to name a few. Samuel Adams holds a town meeting, and there's like thousands of people in attendance. Because they're all upset about how the British keep taxing our tea. If they're going to sail their ships into the harbor, we're not going to let them unload. We don't want it. It's overpriced. And we know the money's going to the British East India Company and not us. Samuel Adams is at the meeting. They receive a notice from the governor, who's like a loyalist. And the governor says, we are definitely unloading this boat. There's nothing you can do. And the Sons of Liberty are pissed. So we join them at their meeting right before they head to the harbor.
Did you guys get the message? You see the letter they sent?
Celtics lost.
Yeah.
I'm
bummer.
Beyond peeved. I had so much money
Celtics
on the Celtics.
A lot of money on the Celtics.
A lot of
we
money.
We need to get this money back somehow.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm not buying that British tea anymore because that stuff's too expensive.
I don't have the money for that.
Well, I'm telling you one thing.
Nobody
to
else
save
gets
money
it either.
Is not to spend money on things that are more expensive. Mm. The American tea is cheaper and not taxed.
And if I don't get tea, nobody gets tea. You know
that's
what?
I like tea. That.
Tea, that's the...
Now, guys,
sir.
Me and my family, we went on a vacation to a Native American, beautiful little like...
Did they know you were there?
No.
Okay.
We were camping nearby.
Didn't you have like a cough or an illness and you went there still?
Yeah, I had like a little... I was itching something back here. I don't know.
Didn't you have leprosy?
Yeah, maybe something like that.
How are they
sure.
doing now with this place, the people?
How are they doing now? I don't know. Let me finish my story. Okay. Anyways, I was over there and I went in one of their tents and I got a bunch of headdresses and stuff. So I was thinking, let's put
so
that
you
on.
Just went to a Native American village, robbed it, and came back.
And gave them diseases?
Well, we don't know about that.
Yes, that's what we're saying. Okay.
We're getting off track here.
Okay, so
but
you
yes,
stole
I did steal. Yeah, I have full headdresses. I think we just get shirtless and, I don't know, or put on whatever else they sort of wear, and we run in there and throw the tea in the water.
Do I have to be shirtless? I'm, like, kind of weird about my body.
I don't know. I feel like when I see them normally, they're wearing, like, no
shirt. Didn't bet on the game, so I think I'm going to just sort of take a back seat on this one.
Come on. I'll let you... a boys' night.
Sons of Liberty.
Sam Adams. Sam.
Sons of Liberty.
S-O-L.
S-O-L.
Sam, you got to listen to me. I'm John, your old friend John Hancock. You're going to go home and drink that beer you've been brewing, the Sam Adams?
It's
going to
take off, man. It's
going
to make some money.
No. Come with us to the tea.
Let's throw some tea in the water.
All right, we're going to the thing. Let's, come on.
All right.
Okay.
Can we sing a little tune on the way?
Yeah, maybe like.
Who's on Ox?
Maybe like, here we go.
Think I lied a little.
This is what the music is now.
He doesn't have an instrument.
Yeah, we still have singing now.
Is that what miming is? That's so cool.
Sam, we made it. Look, there's two. There's two of the people with the tea. Let's.
Okay.
Hey, we're here to take
fucking kill them.
Hello.
You can't unload here.
This is where we park our boat.
Do not put your tea here.
Whoa, wait. Julia, we should not put our... Why?
Do not put your tea here.
Feeling like we should put our tea...
I don't think we should put
somewhere
our tea
else.
Here.
I sprinkled dust on them. Don't put your tea here.
Ooh, to my eye.
Quick, okay, grab the tea, grab the tea.
You just threw sawdust at us.
I'm throwing the tea out. I'm throwing the tea out.
I can't see.
Throwing the
this
tea out
terrible.
The boat.
Wait, I'm drinking it.
Throwing the tea.
Oh, yeah, grab some tea. My wife loves it.
Splashing. I can't see it.
All right, let's run away. We are Native Americans.
What's a Native American?
I'm an Indian. I live over there.
We live over those woods, if you
and
if you
my
want.
Friend's going to do our call, our war call.
Oh.
Make sure we get a clip of him doing that. And so the Native Americans sprinkled dust on the British and dumped their tea because the Celtics lost. We now...
Right. Wait, so, also, I have a question.
Yeah.
They dress up as Native Americans?
Yes.
I didn't know this.
A false flag attack.
Partly a false flag.
Why did they do that? Why don't you stand behind it?
Well, because they probably didn't want to get, like, murdered.
Oh, but they were cool with letting the Native Americans get murdered?
Yes.
Probably, yeah.
Cool
yeah, no, they were.
They were a good scapegoat, I think is what it was.
It was also because the Sons of Liberty wanted to be associated with America, which the Mohawk Indians were, as opposed to being associated with Britain.
Oh.
Oh, at this time they had already sort of been like...
They chose a symbol that was innately American.
Was there any level of respect for the Native Americans at that
no.
time?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. You could be a lawyer, doctor, Native American, and guys would still be like, what?
Were there lawyer Native Americans?
James McDonald of the Choctaw people was the first lawyer Native American, but he wasn't born until 1801. We now head to Philadelphia, where Thomas Jefferson is sitting down, quill in hand, with his buddy John Adams from the Boston Massacre lawsuit.
Have I been John Adams this whole time?
Yes.
Okay.
And their best bud, Ben Franklin. Tom is just jotting down what needs to be in the Declaration of Independence. They are drafting this founding document.
Where are my bitches?
Ben,
can you...
That's after we finish this.
Ben,
we can, get
can
some,
you like
get
be
some
chill for a second? You're always horned
it's
up
It's so
and
weird
stuff.
That he gets paid in women.
Sorry. I just get excited.
Guys, get back on track. Who are you, by the way? That's John J.A.
Hey.
You're a BF.
Yeah.
I'm TJ.
I'm not a spy.
Ooh.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
Just to get that off the bat. Everyone else?
Why would you say that?
I love when people say that.
Everyone else not a spy?
I'm not one, but I didn't feel the need to say it.
Yeah, I didn't need to disclose that.
All right. Well, let's get going. I'm not wearing a wire.
What? Wire. Why would you be wearing any barbed wire?
Should we all go around and say that we're not wearing a wire? Because I'm not.
I'm also not wearing a wire.
Okay, good. Now we got that out of the way. Let's keep writing.
I do have a chastity belt on, though.
You're so weird.
I have a chastity belt.
My wife put it on.
John!
My wife didn't
John!
We have one page of this done.
She said,
it's supposed
get
to be
down, boy. She said, no
what
more.
What does this do? I think we should probably just send it.
It's 120 pages.
It's
no need
tomorrow.
To write it with a feather.
It's okay. You know what? We could say it like got lost on a ship or something. Let's just, like, what? We got to get it to, like, the
king?
Would they let us do an audible version? Like, we just say it?
Dictate it?
We could free ball?
Maybe you could invent something that could help us do that.
Is that the phone?
You're always
no electricity. Maybe invent electricity.
Stethophone?
Stethostone.
Stethoscope?
What the hell?
Stethoscope.
So electricity does come before the phone.
Yeah, I think so.
They were analog phones for a while.
I think, first thing, all men are created equal. But I don't really feel like writing it. I have a guy that could help. You know what I'm saying?
Nope. Not getting it.
Wait, are you doing performance-enhancing drugs to write this?
I could get some of my helpers to help.
Oh, you're slaves.
Yeah, about that, man.
Yeah, but it's a, you know, but all men are created equal, though.
Right, except for
yeah,
women
sure.
and slaves.
Sure,
well,
yeah.
I think that's fine. All men are created equal, but, you know, they have different jobs.
Yeah, I mean, are you really equal if you're a slave, though?
It sounds like you're just doing this for, like a power, like you just want to keep your vote. Keep your land.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, you're giving it up that easy.
Should we put white men are created equal?
Should we specify?
That'd be too on the nose, though.
Oh.
But why not? Yeah. I mean, we're writing this thing. Why not just, you know, get really into it? Let's just say it as how it is.
Mm.
Then there's no room for, like, in between the line, you know? I mean, this is, you know, we have a chance to make a new country here, a new Declaration
you
of Independence.
We should lead it with this, though. I feel like we should just, you know, maybe get some nice pleasantries off the bat.
Hey guys, welcome.
It kind of holds us to a high standard. If everyone's created equal, do we have to actually treat everybody equally?
That's true, because you still want to keep your slaves, right? I'm guessing.
Oh, and I want to keep having bitches.
Yeah. And I don't want any bitch owning property.
No,
yes.
no.
Once her period starts coming, whatever that is,
she'll turn
she's
it
gonna,
into a...
She's going to be so emotional, she's not going to be able to hold a pencil. She can't fill out her taxes
that's
or
a big
anything
part
like
of
that.
Do you have a landowner?
Do you have a wife?
Yes. Yeah, she's like 14 or something, I think. I have a 14-year-old wife. Yeah. She's annoying as fuck.
Let's just put all men are created equal.
All right, there we go. All men. I'm going to share it with you all in turn editing on.
Okay. Could you do group editing?
Yeah.
Great.
What is this again? The Declaration of Independence?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was the Constitution. I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay.
Let's shelve this one and let's start working on
it. Let's shelf that, yeah.
The Declaration of Independence.
Put that in our drafts.
I love how you can bounce around projects so easily. That's so cool,
You're such
cool,
a good multitasker.
Let's
the people.
Yeah.
Of the United States in order to form, is that something?
A more perfect union.
Form a perfect union in order to, in more perfect union to establish justice and liberty.
Ensure domestic and tranquility.
Domestic tranquility.
You gotta slow down.
For the common defense. Provided for the common defense.
Yeah, what? Somebody prepared, Ben.
I have a
write
quill.
This down, write this down. I'm Can trying. You slow down?
See, this is just my brain works so fast.
Benjamin Franklin,
provided for the common defense.
He's like on his way out the door. He just wants to get to his bitches.
Can I get a hint?
He's just trying to have sex. He's hard right now.
Welfare.
He's hard right now.
He can write this thing with his dick.
Yeah.
Put your dick in the ink.
Sign it.
Thomas Jefferson was able to scribble down the document after Ben Franklin went into a fugue state.
I was in flow.
So the king receives it. We are at war. We're still in 1776. We leave those founding fathers to join George Washington. It's Christmas Day. And the plan is to sail through darkness across the Delaware and surprise the Hessian mercenaries who are kicking back holiday style, enjoying their Christmas. George Washington was able to catch them off guard, and like 1,000 enemy soldiers surrendered. It was a big early win that was immortalized in that painting of George Washington crossing the Delaware.
Oh, yeah, because this was in the Shane Gillis special.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I shouldn't get into it, should I? Okay.
George, why'd you bring a painter?
Don't mind him. He's taking up a lot of room on the boat, but it's fine. We'll
We're
get
trying to
some
go over our battle
there.
Plans, man. And you keep you're standing. Can you come down?
I think this is going to be a big
Can
moment.
Can you sit down? If we're going to cross.
No, the lighting's good.
Thank you.
The lighting's good.
You brought a British painter?
No, I'm not British. I'm just gay. I sound like that. George, you look beautiful, sweetie. Get up there.
Thank you. Okay.
The lighting's great. Can you Can we get a little bit of nipple out from shirt?
Oh, sure, yeah.
You're sort of to represent
really
freedom.
Really rocking the boat.
Ooh, thank you.
There
That's
go.
Good.
Literally.
Good wordplay. I like
good.
That.
Is this good?
That looks great.
Do they look more you're like admiring me.
Yeah, can we get you with looking a little
more? We should focus on the we're in very choppy waters.
We're pretty darn close to the shore as well.
It looks like they're throwing a party.
You got to get
down.
They
seem very relaxed.
Well, I'm George Washington. You're two nobodies. You're nobody one, nobody two.
So I have to do what you fine.
Is this painting going to be called Nobody's Crossing the Delaware, or is it going to be called Washington?
I think it's going to be called Washington Crossing the Delaware.
All right.
Nobody's
so
even going to
see
it.
Right. It's Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas,
drunk,
you guys.
Man?
Yeah.
Stop drinking on the job, George. I mean, sorry, General
yes,
Washington.
Yes, it is Christmas.
Merry Christmas, George.
Merry Christmas, Oswald.
Oswald's
uh-oh,
freaking me
George,
out.
George, mistletoe. Oh, no.
Hey.
And then they kiss.
Keep that stuff out of here.
It's
oh, come
waters.
On. We're all boys on a ship. Come on.
We are
no.
going kind of slow. Could you guys get
can
rid of some
kicking?
Of your cap? Get rid of some of your backpacks.
You get
and
rid
guns
of my gear.
Yes.
Maybe no. It would be super cool, and I think would speed it up is if you helped row instead of just standing
you're
at
just
the
standing.
Boat.
I'm leading.
No, you're standing. That this is not a rowing Christmas. Team. Sit down. Help us row.
How am I supposed? I'm supposed to. We have to look formidable.
Okay.
I'm the tallest one. We have to look scary.
I can't deal with this man anymore.
You.
There we go.
Save us from tears. Should we sing a little karaoke?
Oswald's singing Wham. I didn't even know Wham was not even a thing yet.
I would like to get transferred boats.
Oswald is in a smaller shore. Boat to this attached to our boat.
Sidecar.
I know because I gotta paint this majestic painting.
I'm getting in a different boat and I'm turning around, George. You can
no,
go yourself.
You will be shot for
fine,
treason.
You're not being in this painting.
We'll be shot on sight if we yes. try to leave.
They can hear us, man. They're all on shore watching us because Oswald's singing.
They're playing Spin the Bottle over there. That looks fun as hell.
Also, can I make your horse a Pegasus?
What? Wait, my horse?
Yeah, for like freedom. And like,
sure. We have a horse on the boat.
All right, we're on land. We're going to go. Are you coming with to finish the painting? Or are you going
to? All right. That's all right. All right.
Because we're about to kill. We're about to kill a lot of people.
Right. Who are the other people that are
German mercenaries hired by the British called the Hessians?
Hedda. Zator. Yes, such a Merry Christmas.
It's Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you guys,
such a Merry
no,
Christmas.
Guys, you're not going to like this.
Yeah, we
what?
Kinda,
what?
We have to tell you this.
So
what?
This is not coming from us. This is coming from the boss, George,
what?
Who's over there. Yeah, he's Hessa giving
George.
Notes. Hey. He's shirtless now.
Hello.
That's
hey,
awesome.
Hansa.
Okay, so yeah, he wanted us to ambush. So this is actually going to be an ambush.
We have you surrounded.
Well, that's not... Are you here for the party? Christmas?
No.
Merry
okay.
Christmas?
We were playing Spin the Bottle.
I'm not here for the
we have.
Do
you want to spin the bottle?
But the light
no.
Spin the bottle. And we also have Sfleur.
What's that?
Sfleur is a very famous Christmas dish. Where we're from.
What, just, can you describe it?
Yeah, sure. It's sort of like a pudding. Mm.
What's in it?
German
cow's
pudding.
Milk.
Okay. Just milk?
Goat's
yep.
milk.
Okay.
All the milk.
Sheep. All the milks in one.
All the milk.
So it's just milk?
It's milk, but then it's...
Yeah, it seems like an amalgamation of milk.
It's sort of been left out for
it's frozen.
Quite some time. It's
frozen
milk.
It's expired
and
frozen
it.
Milk.
It's expired frozen milk.
It's a kind
milk.
Of pudding.
It's a pudding.
What the hell?
It's kind of pudding.
And we eat it during Christmas time and because we celebrate.
Please
why,
don't
it looks
ambush.
Like a bunch of you are escaping. Is that... Am I seeing that right?
No.
No.
No, there's another... There's a after
try
party.
The try the pudding.
Try the pudding.
Okay. Wait. What? I think they're surrounding us.
Yeah, wait.
They're
what
surrounding
the
us
going
now.
On there?
Just eat the pudding.
Okay.
Just eat some pudding.
I will have a bite of this pudding.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very
okay.
good. It's
classic. I like how it's divided in colors, almost like a Neapolitan sort of
uh-huh.
ice cream.
Yes, you could tell what
shades of yellow.
What, milk
oh,
you're drinking.
Wait, what happened to my buddy?
Oh, he got a bad piece.
He just got a bad piece.
You go stiff sometimes because it's. He must
so
be drunk.
He's ooh, drunk. He's drunk.
He doesn't act like that when he's drunk usually.
He's had too much. Take a little bite.
I don't know
if I want it.
It looks like he ate
oh,
a pink
you're
milk.
You're going to miss out if you don't.
Your
eat
entire
the
camp is empty.
No.
What the hell?
Okay,
you're
I'll
drunk.
Have, I'll have a bite just not to be
oh,
rude.
Look, he's alive. But... Eat the bite. Oh, he's so good.
He is gone
too. He got a bad bite as well.
Let's go.
We're going to go for a piss.
I have to piss. I'm so drunk. It's Christmas.
I have to break the seal.
Because Christmas. I'm so drunk.
Happy
Christmas.
Christmas.
Happy Christmas to you.
Happy Christmas. We're going to go now.
Oh, no.
And we run.
So
and we run.
The quirky Hessians were able to give George Washington's forces the slip, despite it being a historic victory for the
tell
Americans.
Tell
us two.
Want.
Just us two.
Just those two. We fast forward 1 year. the war is going okay, but we're really not going to sustain it unless we get some allies. The one thing that's going to help our case is if we have a really nice flag. The criteria for the contest was 13 stripes to represent each of the colonies, and then, unbelievably, up until this point, no flags had stars.
Oh, you mean of the entire world? Nowhere.
Worldwide, a star has never appeared on a flag until now.
Was it a circle of stars?
Yes, that was her design, allegedly. We go to Betsy Ross, who is submitting her flag design to the Founding Fathers.
Here's my flag.
Ooh, okay.
I tried to submit it to some competitions, but they said it was too busy.
Okay. All right, darling. Well, thank you so much. We'll take it. We'll put it in the pile. We got lots of flags to go through. Did you fill out the paperwork alongside the flag?
Yes.
Okay, good. What's your name? Betsy Ross.
Betsy Ross.
Okay, great.
Thank you so much. I have been making flags and all right, other tapestry type things for years now. And I would really like to make my mark on this.
I have a flag too.
Oh, great. Thank you. And you filled out all the paperwork?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, great. We'll take that too.
And let's just
That's not fair.
It's a competition, sweetie. It's we're going to judge them all.
We have our finalists. Let's look at these two flags. Let's do Betsy's first.
So mine has stripes.
Can you describe this flag to us and what inspired you and why you chose this?
So right here we have 13 stars for 13
That's insane.
Colonies. Huh. And I mean, no country.
It's unheard of.
I've never been to another country.
Right.
But I do really feel like nobody else has stars. I think they're glamorous. I think they're a little glitzy. And I think we've got to do what we can to stand out.
Very good, Betsy.
It's
Thank
different.
You.
It's
you,
very
Betsy.
Different thinking.
He's giving me this bad look.
And now
this
bitch is off a rocker. She's stars on the flag.
Right. Excuse me.
Whoa.
Hey, calm down.
Enough with the profanity.
I would like to see your flag and then we'll make a judgment.
Show us your flag and then describe it to
us. Unveiling the flag. Here we go.
Whoosh.
Oh,
wow.
God.
Wow. Is that a photo?
Purple. Disgusting.
No, it's not a photo. It's George. You said it had to be 13 and 13.
Yep.
13.
So definitely 13
of them.
Those
were the requirements.
So 13.
Men don't read.
George Washington's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Having sex intercourse with 13 bald eagles.
Huh.
I'm going to throw up. Let me just say, based on technical difficulty,
incredible that he sued that.
That is very impressive.
Thank you.
Very,
my wife,
very impressive.
My wife
I could
did
make
it.
That. Your wife made it?
Yeah.
And who's your bitch wife? Is it Katie?
Betsy Moss.
Betsy Moss.
Weird coincidence.
Really?
Your wife, Betsy Moss.
Look, I know we dated all those years ago, but you're being kind of an asshole
about this. Whoa, so the plot thickens.
And so Betsy Ross's flag was able to persuade the French to join the Americans in the fight against the British. They played a pivotal role in the Battle of Yorktown, cutting off the British reinforcements. General Cornwallis surrenders, and now we join the Founding Fathers at the first 4th of July after we won the war celebration, complete with barbecue and fireworks and all that.
Woo!
Celebrate good times, come on!
Fourth of July!
Freedom from England.
We're free!
Yeah. Ba-da-ba.
I'm so glad we don't have that king anymore. That was so lame-o. I feel like we should have like a president or something. That sounds cooler.
President.
Yeah.
President. That sounds president. More grown-up. King sounds like little baby, like, oh, yeah, I'm the king, you're the queen.
Yeah, we could
like
have people vote. People could vote on things.
Yes, let the people choose.
Only certain people, though.
Only no, yeah.
Well, people who have like a license,
real
driver's license, and who can like read and stuff.
Because
we don't want to
like.
Yeah, you know how we just had that war, and everyone's pretty shaken up about that.
Yeah,
I have PTSD. These fireworks are scaring me.
I was just getting to that. I was thinking maybe it would be fun as if we just set off explosives in the sky tonight.
Oh,
I'm loving that.
You know,
I'm loving that.
I'm loving that part too.
And we should do that every year.
Let's do it every year.
Yes, and what should we call the day? It's the 4th of July. I don't know. We need a fun name, guys.
Firework day.
Okay.
Hot day dog. Of firework.
Freedom lives on.
Getting longer.
Freedom lives on forever.
We'll
I love
that. We'll call it
Froth.
Oh, Froth.
The British are coming. Cumming. That could be fun.
Sort of like a meme format. Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
The British are coming in. And then that sort of makes sense with the explosions.
With the fireworks.
It's the British come in the sky.
They're coming.
So we'll call it.
They came too early.
The British are coming.
And that's why we eat sausages.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're eating their dicks.
We're eating them off. We're ripping them off.
Yeah, wait. Are we sucking them off in this scenario?
No, we're eating their dicks.
We're taking their manhood.
We're taking their king and we're eating it.
Now, should we, I know I'm dressed like this, but I haven't taken it off yet. Should we be able to buy fireworks in each of the 13 colonies?
No, I don't think so. Let's not make it easy.
I think if you're in one colony, you might have to drive to a different colony.
And a lot of times, like on the side of the highway.
Only sometimes you should be able to buy them in certain colonies.
We won't sell explosives everywhere, but we'll sell guns everywhere.
I like that because
good idea.
Because guns, we need that to protect ourselves. We need our own militia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everyone's entitled to their
but
own militia.
You don't need giant British cum shots in the sky every time.
No.
Every day.
That's just like once a year, twice a year if it's your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, or also, just want to correct something. They're still called fireworks.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was thinking we landed on that and we were like sort of going.
I thought it was the British coming.
Hey, I'm sorry, guys. I didn't know what are we going to land on then?
No, we landed on British coming day, but I think we don't call them cum shots. We call them fireworks.
Oh, I thought we were just keeping it all on theme. I'm sorry.
Kind of a locker room
with the sausage.
I already renamed New York to Cum York, so.
That's not even a good pun, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I got two.
Oh, no. Don't tell me what the other ones are.
Fill me up, Adelphia.
Oh, God.
Rhode Island, that one writes itself.
Roadhead Island.
What is Roadhead?
Well, yeah.
Because on the course, that's
a cobblestone. Oh, that's when you get head on a horse. Oh.
Yeah, it's very dangerous.
That's very difficult to do.
Yeah.
Wow, your girl's very flexible.
Yeah. She's dangerous.
Or is it two horses side by side, and
yeah,
she's on
leading
one?
Wow, brave of her. Well, because yeah. women
side saddle.
So it's easier. They side saddle.
Side saddle to suck a dick.
Yeah.
Yep. Side saddle. Side saddle dick suck.
Side saddle dick suck.
New Jersey?
Yeah.
All right. The naming of new states goes on until all the lamp oil burns out. And that's the American Revolution. Any
Woo!
Questions?
We won the revolution?
We won, and then.
Oh, can we get a recap?
The Founding Fathers were first attacked at the Boston Massacre, where the body scribe failed to document the brutalization of the Massachusetts natives. They went on to express that dissatisfaction at the Tea Party, where they sprayed dust in the eyes of the British sailors to obscure their vision. And then George Washington was too busy getting painted on the Delaware River to ambush the Hessians, but it didn't matter because the Hessians were so like aloof that they managed to overwhelm the German forces. We then fast forwarded to Thomas Jefferson writing the Declaration of Independence. Their squabbles over what constitutes equality took up much of the document, and then they signed it like halfway through. And then Betsy Ross submitted her design for the flag. You want to actually see the first flag of the United States? It was that.
Oh, wait, that's what she submitted?
No, she submitted this.
Oh, I see what you mean.
But the very first flag that America ever flew was this.
Before the revolution?
Which makes sense because it's the British.
At the very start of the revolution.
Colony.
That's so dumb that
they would. And then they hired Betsy.
Why would they affiliate with?
They didn't want to. They were trying to detach.
Yeah, but it's in the flag.
Does that look more like squares than rectangle?
Yeah, they got the dimensions wrong too.
Betsy Ross's design was passed over a much more patriotic and erotic version. And then General Cornwallis surrendered, and that's the American Revolution.
Yay!
That's a shot heard around the world. Was the start of the revolution.
And I'm not gonna throw away my shot.
I am not throwing away my.
We should watch that. I haven't watched that in years.
I haven't even seen the Disney Plus version.
What? Did you see it on Broadway?
Oh, yeah. I saw it in like Minneapolis.
We should watch the Disney Plus one.
With the Hamilton.
Have
with
you guys seen it?
Mm-mm.
It's very good.
It's good.
It's extreme.
It's good.
It's incredible.
It's 2 hours of just nonstop singing and dancing.
It's 2 hours of amazing.
Sounds great.
And great in songwriting.
I've listened to a lot of it.
No, you got to see it to believe it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess we didn't read it this time.
Thank you guys so much for watching. We didn't read it. And we will catch you every Wednesday now.
Apple
whenever
music.
You want to watch
Apple Podcasts,
it.
Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
Or you watch it whenever, but it'll come out on Wednesday.
Right,
YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
But you already know that because you already listened
to it.
Because
you already listened to the entire episode.
You're consuming it.
Like where you just found it. That's
if
good.
You made it this far. That's crazy.
Guys, since you made it this far.
Maybe you're in the car listening to it with a friend and you're not sure.
Have you guys talked?
And
have
you're
you
too guys... scared to ask your friend.
Are yeah. you in the car with someone you like have a weird relationship with, so you've just been listening to this as a default?
You're playing it in your Uber.
So maybe now turn off the podcast and have a conversation.
Talk.
Or call your mom.
Get off your phone. You're always on your dang
if you're,
phone.
Yeah, if you're in the car with someone that you don't know that well and they just throw this on instead of like music, you listen to a full episode of
I'm
this.
Like, I'm scared of what? You.
You're probably really bummed out. You probably fell
you're probably
asleep.
Probably like, oh, I wanted to hear Dua Lipa's new song.
But yeah, follow us at American Eye Shorts, Nat College Life.
Follow Hyde on YouTube. Yeah,
follow Hyde on YouTube, guys. He's really trying to get that YouTube off. He's trying to become the next Mr. Beast. Yeah. He's got some prank videos up. He's where he pranks me at the house we live in together.
Yeah.
He's pranking me.
They're roommates.
We're roommates.
Okay, we'll see you next time.
And they were roommates.
Goodbye.
And they were roommates.
They were.